Didn't Hitler also believe that the Earth was hollow?
Yes, it's a wonderful story. I mean, again, it's one of those internet apocrypha. I could find no substantial documentation of this, but the story goes, and it's quite delightful, which I mentioned in the book, is supposedly in the 1920s, he heard a lecture about a religion called Khorasanity, which we can talk about in a moment, I guess. This was a religion that was begun by an American in the late 19th century, and it held, among other things, the American's name was Cyrus Teed. He changed his name to Koresh, which is Cyrus, I believe. And Khorasanity, among other things, held that the Earth is not only hollow, but that what we see out here is an optical illusion, and that we are all living on the inside. Amazingly, Koresh got many hundreds of followers based on this idea, and it went on. He died in the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideas went on, and supposedly Hitler saw some lectures on Khorasanity in the 1920s and became a believer. And during World War II, he supposedly, again, based on the idea that that the Earth turns upward if you look in a straight line,
mm-hmm.
took an expedition to a North Sea island with telescopes and aimed them at England in hopes of seeing with the upturning Earth what was going on militarily in England. And then, even better, another version of this, or a later version, says that instead of being killed in that bunker in 1945, he and other top Nazis escaped to the South Pole, where they found an opening down into the hollow Earth.
Oh, my.
And my thought was that the Shaver mystery believed that these elder aliens had left behind marvelous advanced machines of various kinds, including flying saucers. And my thought is that Hitler is hiding out down there, basking under some anti-aging machine and plotting his next move.
Unbelievable. I had heard, too, that they got into these Nazi subs, these U-boats, and they made their way to the South Pole and then did exactly what you said. They found the opening, and that's where they are.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there's H.P. Lovecraft wrote a wonderful novella, also set in the South Pole, called Mountains of the Moon, which posits an advanced race from outer space that had established a civilization under within Antarctica. It's an idea that has been used by a few people, actually.
Logically, one would say, nah, it never happened. The Germans didn't escape. They didn't go into a hollow Earth in the South Pole. But you know what? There's always that possibility, David, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think what's wonderful about all this hollow Earth stuff is it is just really interesting / fun for people to think about, you know, and it's a fascination that goes back to ancient man, you know. I mean, our earliest relics of humanity are art that was made in caves in Europe.